door is right here, right? Like right over there. Like you can't be doing this. You can't be doing that. Like even if you're gonna collect it in a dustpan, you can only sweep it like this. Is that why you have to clean before the 28th of the last year?
年28呢就要搞衛生。
That's actually the day when it should happen. For example, dusting your tables and chairs, cleaning the walls, the windows. It's a whole big thing. Clean away on the 28th. Everything needs to be washed then too. Bedding, floors, clothes, all the cleaning. And there's also something about not using a knife on New Year's Day. Christ, I'm pretty sure people just make things up as they go. I mean, if you don't use a knife that day, how are you supposed to cook? Then there's another thing about eating vegan on the first day of the new year. Wait, really? It's what folks say. Do you know what that's about? They say it's the custom to eat vegan on the 1st and 15th day of the new year. Some Buddhists and others do that every month. So obviously on the first month, it's even more important to do that. It's just that there's not a lot of folks who are serious about it. But most folks will eat the leftovers on the first day from the night before. You don't even have to cook. But if you really wanted to, you'd cook up some veg and you can eat vegan that day. It's different on the second day, though. That's called welcoming day. Again, that's a big meal, slaughtering chicken, fish. That day is for 回娘家. Do you know what that means?
回娘家, 你知道什么意思吗?
Visiting mum's family.
是啊, 回婆婆的话, 叫回娘家.
That's right, so you visit your maternal grandma. When that happens, son-in-laws bring home poultry, fruits, cigarettes, wine to pay respect to the elders. If the maternal grandpa drank, you brought booze. He smoked, you bring smokes, poultry, all that. 回娘家 is a big event, so it's super lively because daughters moved out when they got married. So on the second day of the new year, they'd all go back home and there's lots of people then. Okay. Cool. Well, thanks for sharing all these stories with me today. Can you offer a New Year's greeting to the listener? Hey, everyone. The new year has arrived. I wish you good health and for all of your New Year's to be even better than the last.
Okay.
Health. And health is the most important thing. Happy New Year. Awesome. Cool. Thanks, Dad.
Sampai 365个早晨 每个秋天抽根绳，一份好晨光，梦中几重温，留恋难忘到终生。眼前绿草如茵花似锦，枝头小鸟报道春来临，蝴蝶飞不停，蜜蜂更殷勤，春风也吹开我的心，吹开了我的心，就像春风轻轻吹开一朵云，吹开了我的心，又像枝头千红万字绿成荫，吹开了我的心，吹来一个人影，带来一片情，吹开了我的心，吹来这片真心将我难自禁，吹开了我的心，就像清风轻轻吹开一朵云，吹开了我的心，又像枝头千红万字绿成荫，吹开了我的心，吹来一个人影，带来一片情，吹开了我的心，吹来这片真心叫我难自禁，吹开了我的心。
That was 格兰 with 春风吹开我的心。I would really like to translate this not literally, because it sounds awful if it was translated literally. The spring wind has opened up my heart. Maybe that is a good way to translate it. Otherwise, it's the spring wind has blown...open my heart, blown my heart wide open. You know, maybe that's also kind of cool aesthetics, you know, like anime by like Studio Trigger type aesthetics. If you know, you know. Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with my dad, I'm so, so grateful that he decided to go along with this little stunt, I guess. He was very nervous throughout our discussion. If you heard rustling in the background, it's because he was taking off his, like, vest that he wears at home to keep warm. And he was having... Definitely, it was a new experience for him, but I'm so grateful to him that he joined me on the program. And listen, if you understand Cantonese, I'm sure that your translations of what Dad was talking about were probably better than what I translated. I always say I speak three languages and two of them very poorly. And English is not even that good either. So, hope you enjoyed that interview. Year of the Dragon, we want to celebrate some cool things that have happened this year, and also celebrate the dragon babies out there. You're going to have to look this up to find out what year you're born in, because it just takes too long to explain it on radio. But if you're born in, for example, the year 2000... maybe after like the sixth week of the year, you are possibly after the sixth week of the year, possibly you are a dragon baby. If you're born in early 2000, then you're not a dragon baby. It's a lot. Go look it up yourself. But again, wanted to give a shout out to some cool things that have happened in the community recently, especially during this time of year with Lunar New Year. Our friends over at Chinatown Together and over at Queer Lunar New Year, a new organization celebrating queer and trans folks joining the annual Chinatown Lunar New Year parade. We're recently uninvited to the parade, and then yet again invited through a lot of advocacy and hard work from both of these organizations. They got to walk the parade on Sunday, and that is very cool. If you are familiar with Chinatown Together, they are an anti-gentrification group, youth-led, and doing a lot of organizing, bringing people together to appreciate Chinatown without needing to lean on capitalistic ventures of land development in the area. And as well, it was also a huge win because this was the first time queer and trans folks were explicitly a part of the parade. A big win for us queer Asian people who have some connection to Chinatown. If you want to find out more about what happened with these groups, go check out Chinatown Together's Instagram. They've got it all documented. They're at Chinatown Together. And you can give them a follow in order to participate in the Lunar New Year spirit. As I said before, we are going to be reading some horoscopes for those born in the year of the dragon now. So what is a person who's born in the year of the dragon like? You know, as astrology is, you got personality types. In particular, for Chinese culture, dragons are majestic and powerful. They have like this dominant and ambitious spirit. And they have, according to ChinaHighlights.com, they are gifted with innate courage, tenacity, and intelligence. Dragons are usually enthusiastic and confident, and they're not afraid of challenges and are willing to take risks. That's great for them. Because I got news for you, buds. Those born in the year of the dragon are going to be facing some hardships this year. It is your Ben Ming Nian, or in Cantonese, Bun Ming Lin. This means that your 12-year cycle has come up, and the Jade Emperor, who originally gave the task for all the animals of the land to race to his big banquet feast where he would create the zodiac, he is giving you a challenge. 2024 is not going to be an easy year for you. Historically, Ben Ming Nians are ones in which you might be faced with some restrictions and challenges due to the energy of the cosmos. According to ChinaHighlights.com, this year, Year of the Dragon people, you're advised to be more careful about all aspects of your life. It's better for you to pay special attention to competition in the workplace and remain diligent and dedicated. And you also need to take care of your body. I'm not going to say whether or not I believe this is going to be true. As you may know, if you have listened to previous episodes of Typically Tuesdays during our Lunar New Year special, I do not believe in astrological predictions nor horoscopes, but I do have to say my previous Ben Ming Nian was 2020. So you can put the pieces together and figure that out. This year, for those born in the year of the dragon, if you want to remain somewhat lucky and auspicious, have a little bit of good fortune on your side as you face head on these challenges. Red and purple are going to be your lucky colors. So you might want to dress more in red and purple, bring out those accessories. Additionally, according to, to ChinaHighlights.com, red, purple, colored glaze auspicious decorations are considered good fortune for promoting financial fortunes. We are moving through a horrible inflation. So, dragon folks, get into it. Yellow is also going to be one of your lucky colors as well. And as for lucky numbers, 1, 6, and 7. Get into it, and good luck. To celebrate the Year of the Dragon, on my Year of the Dragon playlist, I'm gonna play you a song from literally the Dragon Ball anime. So this is how serious we are about this. And of course, coming up after this track, we will be discussing the horoscope for my people, the rat people. But first, Dragon Ball. Yep. If you know, you know. This is Chala Head Chala. Fly away. I hope you liked that. That was Chala Head Chala from the original Dragon Ball anime official soundtrack. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. That was a part of the Year of the Dragon playlist that I've got together on this Lunar New Year special of the show. I just have to say one thing, okay? Actually, and I think this is so funny, because it's horrible. When I was putting together this playlist, I was kind of struggling because, you know, I would like to have songs in this playlist that sound kind of spring-like, or maybe even mention the word spring at some point. It doesn't even have to be, like, a happy song. But, you know how we do it here on Typically Tuesdays. We hold ourselves to a very low standard. However, I was trying to figure out, like, songs with dragons. Songs about dragons. Maybe there's something in there. And I didn't have a lot of Canadian content on the playlist yet. So I figure, okay, if I look up the word dragon on Spotify, maybe I'll find like some kind of like dark metal music or like that kind of like dungeon core music. And I'll like mention the word dragon and I'll put it on the playlist. Typed it up into Spotify. Every single suggestion was CanCon. However, every single suggestion was also Drake. And we can't have that on the show. Not because Drake is top 40 material. I just don't know the guy, you know? So I suppose you could say, actually, we do hold ourselves to some standards on the program. Not a shade to Drake, not a shade to Drake, but just a little thing over there that says, you know, I would like to know what type of music I'm getting into before I put it on the playlist. And that's a you're welcome to you. We've reached the part of this year's Lunar New Year episode of Typically Tuesdays where we're going to talk about the horoscope for my people. Every single host of Typically Tuesdays of years past is also of this year. It is of the rat people. Again, please look up your own lunar zodiac because it's hard to explain. But if you're born in like early 1997, you might be one of us. One of us. One of us. Listen, this is from ChinaHighlights.com. Again, very reliable source, as in very accessible source. Our horoscope this year. For rats, you can expect some challenges in 2024, and your career will be affected by inauspicious stars. Ooh, scary. But if you take your opportunities, your work and wealth will shake off any bad luck, and a little surprise will come to you. You need to be cautious and not impulsive in your actions during this year. What is a rat personality? What is a rat personality? What a thing to say. Rats are quick-witted, resourceful, and smart, but we lack courage. With rich imaginations and sharp observations, rats can take advantage of various opportunities well. So, be cautious this year, my fellow rodent folk, and at the same time, be cunning. Our lucky colors for 2024 are white, blue, and pink. So wear lots of white, blue, and pink this year. I love the color pink. I love the color. Oh my God, that's the trans flag. You know what, rat trans people? Maybe this year is your year. but as I was saying, I love the color pink. So, and I've always wanted to. I always like to add more pink to my wardrobe, even though I usually wear clothes for an office setting. So, this is exciting. Maybe I can start to incorporate more pink into my wardrobe. Our lucky numbers for this year are 2, 3, and numbers that contain them, such as 23 and 32, etc. And in addition, our lucky flowers are lilies and the African violet. Good luck, my fellow rats, my fellow rat people. Typically Tuesdays upholds our vision of a world that centers rat rights and potentially, you know, this is not our year. The horoscopes definitely said it's not our year, but it's also definitely not the dragon's year either. I'm just gonna keep rubbing that in. Good luck, my fellow rats. And happy new year to you. We are about to hit the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays on this Spring Festival Lunar New Year episode. I hope you enjoyed. And as to close off the show as well, I would be completely remiss to not wish you good things for the new year. I feel like I have not always been very good at doing that on the show, and not always been very good at doing that in real life either. Recently, I had a conversation with my mother where she was like, "You are better at doing this than I am," which was surprising to me, because I thought that I was like maybe a level 2 Lunar New Year greetings wisher, and apparently she's at level 0 and she's older than me. But that is a conversation that I will have with my mom and some other elders at another time. The Year of the Dragon is one that sounds very mighty and exciting. And if you are a person who is interested in kind of like, I think it's called like kind of, the word is escaping me. Bazi. I think it's called Bazi horoscopes. Then you've probably seen what a lot of folks have been writing about, right? This is a year of great optimism, and we must use our strength and might to overcome many, many challenges of this year. Let's do that together as communities do. Let us come together and do that and continue to push for to see a world of justice. Spring Festival, of course, how do I start this? Lunar New Year. People know this time of year as a new year, but for me, as a Chinese person, it's importantly Spring Festival. Flowers begin to bloom. New exciting things will take shape very soon. And so I want to take that as a little seed of hope moving into the rest of the Year of the Dragon. And we shall see, hopefully, a world in which our struggles are not taken for granted. I wish you a very happy Lunar New Year, a very happy new cycle. May you be blessed with strong health, joy, good luck, prosperity, in partly the resources way, but also in the not necessarily capitalism way, and also with lots and lots of moments of profound community. I'm wishing you a very happy and joyous Year of the Dragon. I'm Leslie, and we are hitting the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in to more great CJSF programming. I've been trying to catch up on newer programmers' shows lately. I've met a number of new folks, and I recently caught Varian's open mic slot. He does his show every Tuesday from 3 to 4, and I believe he had hosted a number of programs before on 90.1 FM, and his experience shows. It's a great hour. Tune into Varian's open mic every Tuesday from 3 to 4. And while you're at it, of course, check out Democracy Now! Every weekday from 11 to 12, telling us to keep our eyes on things happening around the world. We must not look away at all of the injustice that is happening to our fellow people. Stay engaged with the news with your host, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, every weekday from 11 to 12 here on 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Again, here is one last track on our Lunar New Year episode. The sound springy to me. This is Jean-Michel Blais with Yanni. Happy New Year again, and I'll talk to you very soon.